From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. UN accuses Islamic State of genocide. United Nations investigators say a systematic campaign of rape, slavery, and killing by Islamic State militants against Yazidis amounts to genocide, war crimes, and crimes against humanity. The UN Commission of Inquiry on Syria released a report on Thursday. Paulo Pinheiro is the chairperson of the Independent International Commission of Inquiry on the Syrian Arab Republic.
Women and girls, some as young as 9, are used as sex slaves, sold up to 15 times. They endure horrific sexual and physical violence at the hands of ISIS fighters. Attempts to escape are punished with brutal beatings and sometimes gang rapes.
Islamic State fighters surged into Sinjar, Iraq in August of 2014, killing hundreds of Yazidis. Russia's defense ministry has announced a 48-hour regime of silence starting Thursday over the war-torn northern Syrian city of Aleppo, where it is backing the forces of President Bashar al-Assad. The announcement came after U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry expressed growing frustration with Russia in Syria over military action that has undermined a nearly four-month cessation of hostilities. Mr. Kerry, speaking in Oslo on Wednesday, called for enforcement of the troop.
But it will require good effort in the next week, in the next days, in order to achieve it. And the United States is not going to sit there and be used as an instrument that permits a so-called ceasefire to be in place while one principal party is trying to take advantage of it to the detriment of the entire process.
This is VOA News. The UN envoy to the Central African Republic, Abdoulaye Batali, warned the Security Council Wednesday that Rebel Lords Resistance Army is stepping up its attacks, expanding into new areas and abducting children.
Overall, the LRA appears now to be deviating from what had been for a certain period of time a low-profile posture, with attacks against larger and less isolated populations area being noted and increased number of children kidnapped and kept.
Batali warned the withdrawal of Ugandan troops from CAR, part of the African Union Regional Task Force, that could be exploited by groups like the LRA. A U.S. defense spokesman Wednesday said that Iraqi security forces are inside the southern edge of Fallujah 3 weeks after launching an offensive to retake the Islamic State-held city. But Colonel Chris Gaver acknowledged the three-week offensive remains a slow and difficult fight, in part out of concern for the thousands of civilians still trapped in the city. Forces loyal to Libya's unity government say Islamic State counterattacks have intensified as they try to regain lost ground in the fight for control of the coastal city of Sirte, captured by IS fighters a year ago. Government forces say the IS counterattackers are centered around the city's port and western neighborhoods. President Obama Wednesday met for a fourth time of his presidency at the White House with Tibetan spiritual leader the Dalai Lama. They met privately, and despite Chinese warnings it could damage mutual trust and cooperation, Josh Earnest is a White House spokesman.
The president has articulated his appreciation for the Dalai Lama's teachings and believes in preserving Tibet's unique religious, cultural, and linguistic traditions.
Mr. Earnest said Mr. Obama also spoke of the need to protect the human rights of Tibetans. Brazil's interim president, Michel Temer, has been linked to one of the country's biggest corruption scandals in testimony by a key witness made public Wednesday. The former chief executive of state oil company Petrobras, Sergio Mercado, said that Temer had asked for money from the company to fund political campaigns for himself and other members of his party. The oil executive said that Temer had met with him to ask for $431,000 to finance the campaign of Congressman Gabriel Falita. More gunfire underscored persistent border tensions between Pakistan and Afghanistan that has killed 3 people, wounded dozens, and stranded thousands. And South African Paralympian Oscar Pistorius is to be sentenced July 6th in the death of his girlfriend, Reva Steenkamp. For more on all these stories, be sure to visit our website at voanews.com. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.